This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The communist Chinese agent installed as the 46th president of the United States. Pedo Trader Joe. To rub it in your face. But it gets worse. The former head of the CIA, the Wahhabist, the globalist, has said use the CIA against the American people publicly. That's completely illegal. But it's been going on forever, so it's good to get all these globalists and traitors out in the open. That is the leftist intel community that runs the CIA. Thank you for joining us on this January 21st, 2021, global transmission. It's incredible to be here. I intend to open the phones up in the first hour. I'm going to be good about that because I want to get your take on the inauguration, on where everything's going, on Biden announcing the cutoff of our energy supplies, making little girls have men in bathrooms with them, announcing forced inoculations, basically announcing masks everywhere you go, federal mask mandates, just absolutely out of control. I want you to be able to give us your response to that. But first, here is Brennan on MSNBC announcing the U.S. intelligence community to be the new secret police to go after all the usual suspects who they shouldn't have a right to go after, because then it means everybody else, the Nazis, the this, the that. Remember, they label anybody that's pro-gun, pro-family, pro-Christ, a Nazi. Then he adds, even the libertarians. Well, of course, but never the communists. They're not on the list. This man voted for the Communist Party twice, then joined the Wahhabists when he lived in Saudi Arabia. That's the group that runs Al-Qaeda. Here he is.
Nicole, I was thinking today that this is the most relaxed I've been in the course of many inaugurations I've watched, because I'm not responsible for it. But I can tell you that when I was in the government, I had white knuckles because of the nature of the threats. But it's so much more difficult today because of what we have seen, not just over the last 2 weeks, but that certainly has riveted our attention, but because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence and white supremacist groups. So I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians. And unfortunately, I think there has been this momentum that has been generated as a result of, unfortunately, the demagogic rhetoric of people that's just departed government, but also those who continue in the halls of Congress. And so I really do think that the law enforcement, Homeland Security, intelligence, and even the defense officials are doing everything possible to root out what seems to be a very, very serious and insidious threat to our democracy and our republic.
The threat to the democracy is Trump couldn't call out National Guard for burning cities, which is totally constitutional. And if he had the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman walk over to the burnt church of the White House, that was fascism. But he just called, not just for the intelligence community, total globalists at the top, sworn to destroy the country, they're the ones that run the whole thing, and even the Department of Defense against the American people. And that's always been the plan. Under Clinton, when I first started really getting into politics, we saw the plan. The military warned us of the plan. They gave us the intel because they were good people. It's not that the military's bad. It's that the people at the top running it are super bad, and we have to turn our backs on this and just realize this is the takeover. They're going to stage false flags as the pretext to roll this out and start arresting people, not just taking your bank accounts away. And you have to understand, you can't hide under the table from this. It's going to expand into every facet. They want to loot this country. They want to break it. They want to bankrupt it so they can consolidate total control into the world government. So we're going to break it all down. What do you make of the former head of the CIA, one of the top coup conspirators against America and President Trump, John, chemtrail, geoengineering, Wahhabist, communist, Brennan, on record, all these are on record. What do you make of this guy declaring war on more than half of America and saying the U.S. military will be used on Christians? You heard it, gun owners, nativists, nationalists, everybody, libertarians. We're going to take your calls coming up on this subject at 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree, wide-open phones.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 79 days of hell that I predicted that would start after November 3rd, 2020 are over. And now we're into the first official day of Joe Biden being the president, not a bifurcated day where he came in halfway through. And there is a flurry of activities to break our economic back, to keep us shut down, to make us wear muzzles, to sexualize children. Every evil you can imagine. And the former head of the CIA, who is an admitted member of the Communist Party, voted for Communist Party president candidates twice, joined the parent group of Al-Qaeda, the Wahhabist order. John, the communist Brennan, who also admits there's a chemtrailing operation, he says is good for our weather, which now Biden is going to bring back. You'll see more chemtrails than ever. He has announced that they're going to use the Pentagon, the military, the CIA against everyone, Christians, gun owners, and he even said, libertarians, you are a threat, you are terrorist, you will be dealt with. So there's your authoritarianism you were looking for, and he's the guy quarterbacking a lot of their operations. Absolutely, totally evil and disgusting. As Tucker Carlson came out and said last night, Biden has declared war on half the country. And so they're not just going to call you white supremacist now. They're going to call you terrorist. And I think you can guess by now, rolling over to this and bowing down to this is not going to make you safe. It's going to put all of us in a worse position. We have cancer. It's called globalist authoritarianism. We must say no to it. There's something very important to understand. The reason they're doing this, and I told you this years ago, but now they have major academic studies showing it. It's not just big tech, but the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Jeff Bezoses of the world, but especially the generational wealth, Bezos is a generational wealth, they live on giant 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 acre estates. They'll have up to 100 mansions. They'll have up to 10, 15 yachts, 20, 30 aircraft. They don't interact with the public. And when you saw on January 19th, a few days ago, all of downtown D.C. and the mall, that big, giant, Egyptian-style monolith, shut down, and only Biden and his wife and Kamala Harris and her whatever he is walking around together, and that image of it being totally clear, that's what they want. And that's what globalism is bringing world government, carry out the orderly depopulation of the planet. Whatever's left is in big compact city ghettos. And the globalists have freedom to roam the earth on their own. Now, how do I know that? I read the writings of them. I made a film called End Game. E-N-D-G-A-M-E. End Game. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Long before they had the Marvel comic movie End Game, which is also about extermination. And in there you will see them explain that they're going to all have live ascension technology and live forever. You are not. So when you see the process of staying in your house, wearing a mask, taking 5 inoculations a year, having travel passes, scanning a QR code to go in and out of your house, that's all being rolled out in the UK, China, Germany, the U.S. now in some areas, at university level. You think, oh, well, this is just a dystopian system to control us. No. It is a dystopian system to phase you out because they see you as mold or mildew growing on their food in the refrigerator. They see you as weevils that got into the grain in the pantry. They see you as a mindless, stupid infestation. Because in their social Darwinistic worldview, if you can't see through what they're doing when it's out in the open, then you deserve what happens to you. So I can talk about all this other news forever. But we have a predatory globalist class telling you that they give $10.6 billion from all the big Fortune 100, but mainly big tech, $10.6 billion last year to Black Lives Matter, to then fund all the insurrections you see, the false flags, you name it, to also fund Antifa. They got $1.3 billion last year. $1.3 billion. That's the establishment. And that's them attacking what's left of civilization, the middle class, and independent economic systems that can still have the public be able to hold out and be self-sufficient. That's why they want homeless everywhere. That's why they advertise, be a drug addict, be homeless. They want to get you used to tent cities. So as they collapse the borders, and there's giant tent cities, even bigger, with third world people there, and as society breaks down, you will incrementally accept it like the frog in the hot water that slowly turned up. So Steve Watson at Infowars.com has done a very important article that deals with the basics of this. Academic study finds big tech elites are in their own class different to the rest of humanity. We'll cover that more later with this chilling new compilation that's come out of, quote, world leaders calling for the Great Reset and the Build Back Better. After they collapse you, they go, don't worry, it's going to be a lot better. Just accept it, and on the other side, it'll get better. But it's like driving in a car that never gets to its destination. You keep asking, are we almost there? Yeah, you're almost there. Just be patient. You never get there. It's the process that only locks you down worse. And I saw a clip, a grainy clip of a Canadian early last year warning of how this was incremental and how it was a bear trap. Now once you put your arm in it, your leg in it, you never get out. We're going to play that clip coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, new callers, regular callers. You disagree, you agree. I just ask you to have a clear phone and just don't thank me. I thank you, too. Let's just get right to your point. We'll go on to the next person. We've already got Chris, Daryl, Scott, Greg, and many others. Because I want to get the calls and hear what you have to say about the world, about Brennan, and others declaring war, saying the Pentagon will be used on American citizens now, gun owners, Christians, veterans groups, and, quote, even libertarians. Not allowed to do that now. You're a collectivist now under a communist. Boy, that's fighting fascism, having the CIA and Pentagon shut down dissent. Gavin McGinnis is going to be joining us. Steve Quayle will join us again. And Jay Dyer. Who I knew about the Great Reset when they first started talking about it 5 years ago, but Jay really reminded me of it last year and thought this was the Great Reset. Very early on, so we appreciate Jay. He'll be hosting in the fourth hour. Separately, we are kept on air by your purchases. I want to salute from the bottom of my heart and thank you all for keeping us in the fight. Plus, we have great products that make your life a lot better. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a high-quality vitamin, mineral, essential nutrient, amino acid, multivitamin. But it's liquid, so you absorb a lot more, and it's not synthetic, crappy vitamins. It's high-end vitamins, high-end minerals, high-end amino acids that are known to help absorb this into the body. I have a plastic pitcher, also have a glass pitcher a couple times a week. I get a few scoops, fill it up with some ice in it, pour myself a glass, put the rest in the refrigerator, and I have that instead of the more fattening juices and things that I like that aren't even really good for me. I mean, orange juice tastes great, has a little bit of vitamin C, but it's not really that good for you. This is absolutely so good for children, so good for women, so good for men, so good for old people who have malabsorption issues. You may be taking the regular daily allowance of stuff in your food, but You're not absorbing it through the guts. That's why older people need bigger dosages, but no one will tell you that, even though it's in the medical literature. So for old folks especially, vitamin, mineral, fusion, I drink it twice a day. When I'm smart, sometimes I forget. In fact, I want some right now. I'm going to go make some during the break. So again, ladies and gentlemen, vitamin, mineral, fusion, back in stock. After being sold out for months and months, and despite the fact that we're not going to get more by the time it sells out, I'm still selling it at 50% off because I want those of you that have been on the fence to experience how great it is and get it for yourself. It's essential to your immune system, essential to all biological action in the body. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off, 96% reviews, 4.8 stars on third-party sites, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the big sale, the big global storm sale, all those other great items like X2 and so many others at 50% off, that has to end on Sunday, so take advantage of the big mega sale. But the new sale is Vitamin Mineral Fusion until it sells out at 50% off. Boost your immune system before it's too late. We'll be right back with your phone calls straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So here's how the globalist communist takeover works. They steal the election. They put their people in. Soros gets almost all the major state attorney generals and district attorneys at the county and city level in force. The universities go into pure brainwashing mode, anti-free speech mode. The media attacks anybody that's for freedom. Big tech silences everybody. Major corporations start taking bank accounts and business away and insurance accounts from mainline conservatives, mainline TV hosts, mainline baseball players. It's here. Absolute total oppression. Oh, it was okay for Alex Jones. Now it's you. And so a lot of people say, well, I better shut up. No, you do that. They completely win because this is a hot takeover they plan. So John Brennan, former head of the CIA, super corrupt, voted for the Communist Party twice. He's proud of it. Joined the Wahhabist order in Saudi Arabia when he lived there for 10 years. That's the group that runs Al-Qaeda. This monster that helped spy on Trump illegally, engaged in all the frauds, one of the main quarterbacks of this garbage. Very arrogant. He's the guy that rolls stuff out, though. He rolled out 5 years ago that they're chemtrailing us with additive in the jet fuel to control the weather. Remember that? Well, now he's rolled out that indeed we need to have the Pentagon, the intelligence agencies, by the way, that's illegal, and every other group go after these evil domestic terror groups. Then they have Antifa. Then they have BLM go out and burn things down, shoot people, kill people. And then when the public gets mad and fights back, you're terrorist. That's why they had communists marching all over the country, burning police stations last night, shooting at people, turning over cars, saying, we want a communist overthrow. But they never attack the billionaires. They never go to Bill Gates' house. They never go to Ted Turner's house. They never go to Jeff Bezos' house. They never go to any of their houses. This is their army while they're offshore and bring us down. So here's what Brennan had to say on MSNBC, and then we'll go to your calls.
On the call, I was thinking today that this is the most relaxed I've been in the course of many inaugurations I've watched because I'm not responsible for it. But I can tell you that when I was in the government, I had white knuckles because of the nature of the threats. But it's so much more difficult today because of what we have seen, not just over the last 2 weeks, but that certainly has riveted our attention. But because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence in white supremacist groups. So I know looking forward that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians. And unfortunately, I think there has been this momentum that has been generated as a result of, unfortunately, the demagogic rhetoric of people that's just departed government, but also those who continue in the halls of Congress. And so I really do think that the law enforcement, Homeland Security, intelligence, and even the defense officials are doing everything possible to root out what seems to be a very, very serious and insidious threat to our democracy and our republic.
I want to read you a little bit of how Tom Friedman describes the
security. So this is the establishment, the big corporate-funded media, saying we're going to root out the Christians, we're going to root out the libertarians, we're going to root out the Congress people. And they're trying to expel Cruz and Hawley right now. I mean, this is a purge. So on a scale of 1 to 10, they've already brought us to about a 6 with their actions. Their rhetoric is an 11. Okay? So they need to carry this out because no one ever stands up, no one ever stops them. So we need governors, we need senators, we need everybody to up their rhetoric in the face of this and call it out for what it is, a globalist takeover. It's the only way to stop it. It's all backed by communist China. It's outrageous. But they've used our openness and our normalcy bias that we're still in a free country, so we all just sit here and keep taking it like it's okay. It's not okay. And now Biden's announcing endless lockdowns, endless masks, endless forced inoculations, endless federal mandates, because this is the takeover. It's always been a takeover. Biden orders quarantines, mandatory masks, 50-plus action items to destroy Trump's legacy. And folks, wartime powers. Something Trump didn't do. He even stopped burning cities. But they're going to do it to, quote, root out the patriots that have momentum. They know they stole the election. They know we're the majority. They've got to stop our momentum. They've got to root us out with the Pentagon. Wow. So, yeah, this is just the beginning, folks. They know they lost. They're going to talk about reconciliation, but it's going to be the opposite. He said we need to stop this uncivil war. That means he's going to intensify it. All right, Greg in Iowa, former military, on John Brennan. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, sure, Greg. I'm going to take a call right now. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, praying for you, brother, every day. 30-year military law enforcement experience guy here.
Yes, sir. Do me a favor. Your phone's got a little bit of problems there. Will you please back off of it a little bit?
Yeah, how's this, Alex?
Just back off a little bit more.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, I still work with security and ex-military guys and military former guys, the special forces guys in my line of work, and I'm telling you, some of them are gonna do whatever the Pentagon tells them to do, whatever the state tells them to do. If we don't push forward with the momentum we have now, it's over. We can't wait for an election. We can't wait for somebody to arrest these guys because they own the system. They are the system. We are the Constitution. We are the Americans. We have to do this because the guys that I know on the still active duty, still in the National Guard, are going to do basically what they're told to do.
Well, that's why it's key for guys that are out of it now to educate those that are in it. This isn't like, oh, just follow orders, it'll be okay. This is a communist takeover. Brennan is a communist. They say they want to re-educate America by bringing it to its knees. So people need to understand, Greg, that it's only going to get worse from here on out if people follow these orders. And I think the communists have been off more than they can chew. I think it's going to trigger real secessionist movements by states like Texas.
And if you guys do, I'll be moving from Iowa directly to there with everything I can muster to get down there. We have to resist. We have to resist. We can't just pray. We can't just talk amongst ourselves. We have to be something they have always been. The Democrats, the government has always been. And they follow through. We don't follow through. We have to.
Well, that's right, because they lust after power and they're foreign funded. Thank you so much. It really is good versus evil. We'll go to break, come back and talk to Chase the Patriot, Chris, Daryl, Scott, Michael, Carl, and everybody. I'm going to move quickly through your phone's calls. But folks, we have cancer. The world has cancer. It's a global government takeover run by the Davos Group, run by the UN on their own websites, and their own videos, and their own books, and their own statements. They're doing this. And if we just recognize the plan and the takeover and look at how all these Fortune 100 companies and big tech have doubled or tripled their profits, some of them have even doubled their total worth in a year, off of the lockdown. This was all planned. This is modern warfare. Recognize it and spread the word and don't just be sheeple. So it's up to those of you that know what's going on to not be sheeple and warn others. As for the sheep, they always love their servitude. They will submit to anything. The average yuppie woman would kill their child if told to by CNN.
Nothing. High news. Black. Rolling.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our vitamin mineral fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Transmission. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls, but I want to be laser clear to all of our affiliates, all of our listeners, all of our supporters, whether it be radio, TV, you name it. I know a lot of people heard me on the air 25 years ago, 20 years ago, and they thought, this guy's crazy. And a lot of stations put me on because I got high ratings for them, but they thought it was entertainment. Then as things got more serious, a lot of stations dropped me because they said it was too scary. But in the last 5-6 years, we've only seen exponentially more radio stations because station managers and owners remembered hearing me on other stations or on their station before they took me off, laying out exactly what would happen. And then they see it happen, they go, oh my God, that guy wasn't crazy and he wasn't just saying it to be shocking. I'm sitting here wanting to tell you what's really going to happen next, and I it's so horrible, I don't even want to say it. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, I feel bad even telling you this. It's like when somebody comes to you and says, hey, I got some bad news for you. You want to sit down for this? And you're like, just tell me. Okay, your grandma just died. You know, this is a lot worse than that. This is our culture dying. But see, here's why it's important to face how much trouble we're in. That's the only way to get out of this. I mean, we're in super bad trouble. And I'm not entertaining selling out, but your brain always looks at all options. I was back there during the break getting a little glass of vitamin mineral fusion in the break room, mixing it up with some ice cubes, and I was just thinking, man, Jones, you can still sell out to the globalists anytime you want. And I wasn't even tempted by it, but then I thought, I should come explain that to you. That's how real this is. And that's why I get so mad about the Q thing, which I'm not going to talk about a bunch more. But hundreds of articles, New York Times, CNN, everywhere last night. Oh, look, Biden got inaugurated. He didn't get taken out by the military. And now the military's coming for you, just like I told you. It was Operation Trust. Trust the plan. And it was called the plan, the trust plan in Russia. They even call it the original name. And it took all these real issues that were going on, but then hyped them up, put disinfo in them to discredit it. And now I see all the majority of the Q folks are saying, I'm quitting. I'm not going to be involved in politics or research anymore. It's all fake. There aren't any slave children. The globalists aren't pedophiles. What do you think Epstein and his island and Bill Gates and Microsoft and corrupting the scientists and all that? That wasn't Q that exposed that. That was lawyers in Florida and patriots and FBI agents that weren't bad and federal prosecutors that weren't corrupt and people like Alex Jones and David Icke. So it wasn't about who's got the credit. You sit there and you expose something and then a nebulous, esoteric message board takes that over, says it's basically the president, and tells you that you're a secret agent so it could lead you into destruction, so it could lead our movement into failure because it hates you. So don't get out of research just because you got suckered by Q. 95% of it was true. Understand that there's the Great Reset. There's Operation Lockstep. There's Event 201. There's State Department Memorandum 200. State Department Memorandum and Public Law 7277. All these things you can write down. These aren't breadcrumbs. These are fact crumbs. These aren't Q drops. This is reality. Here's another ultra drop for you, whatever you want to call it. Operation Trust. Trust the plan. That's what they told them then. The 1920s, rounding up all the Patriot Russians. They thought they were in opposition. And so what I'm telling you is they wanted to pacify Trump's support base, then build it up with disinfo to discredit all the real things that were being exposed, all the real things that grassroots researchers across this country, countless great people, had exposed. And so that's what this is about. It was so frustrating to talk to two lawyers that worked directly with Trump and talk to him in the last couple of weeks, and other people that are well-known to come on the show that know Trump, and said Trump's just despondent and really defiant, but he knows that he's been cut off by the establishment. There's nothing he can do. He can declassify a bunch of stuff and try to educate the public, and he hopes that by showing him a good 4 years, Biden won't be able to screw us as bad. He even said that in a speech yesterday. Trump did, as he was leaving, you know, we showed you a good example, so hopefully they won't screw you over now because people will remember that things can be better. Remember, they told you, no way we get above a 3% growth rate. There's no such thing as a magic wand. Remember that? Then he got it up to 3.8%, just like that, because they closed America for business. You were supposed to invest in China. That's how globalism works. They pick winners and losers. And so it's so frustrating to be telling you the president is stepping down. That's not a CG when he tells you that. And you wouldn't believe me that you've seen the president on the show. And I just want you to go off what's real, like Christ said. Not things that are hidden, but things that are out in the open. The occult means hidden, of the devil. Everything of God is out in the open. All right, let's go to your phone calls, and I'll take more in the next segment for a couple segments. And Gavin McInnes joins us. And then we've got another big guest joining us as well. Steve Quayle was on last week. Super hot guest, super smart. The opposite of Q. He's not going to give you a bunch of sugar-coated crap. People need to know the truth or get ready for it. That's what's positive, is to get people out of their comfort zone, where by increments they accept more and more until you're dead. You got to stop submitting. You got to stop going along. You got to admit how much trouble you're in. Man, I would read globalist documents 25, 30 years ago, and I just was like, I would read in a book by a major professor or by Anthony Sutton that was the top congressional researcher for the Congress, and I still said, I can't believe David Rockefeller said in 1976 that communism's the way for America, and he loves Mao Zedong, and China's the model, and we're going to bring in communism in America. And I went down to UT library, and I got the microfilm out, and I scanned it up, and I pulled it up, and I paid my $5, and son of a bitch, they printed it off for me, and I had the New York Times with him saying it. Now, years later, that's online. You can just type in David Rockefeller from a China traveler. There's several articles he wrote, 73 and 76. But you talk about a Q drop, that's Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller saying, we're going to make America like communist China in the 1970s. And then I read stuff where they said, we're going to get rid of the biological family. There'll be no males and females anymore. We'll use chemicals in the water and cultural controls. And then we'll make it illegal to ever say there was such a thing as man and women. I read documents from the 70s that are planning that. They're doing it now. So here's the deal. Back then, I was telling you what they were planning to do. Now, they've been beta testing and all. They're going operational. I'm going to go to break, and I promise we'll take five calls next segment. We'll take two more segments of calls, and then we've got Gavin McInnes coming on at 15 after. And just separately, I'll say it again. We need financial support. The enemy trying to shut us down. You see that now. You see me months ago saying, even before the election, you better buy our products now, because going to the future, we'll probably be shut down. They're shutting everybody else down. We're dug in. We knew it was coming, so that's why we're still here. But believe me, we're like a bunker. The missiles are coming in, okay? I use like the Final Matrix movie where the machines are burrowing into the underground base. I mean, it's like, come to the walls. I mean, you're going to find out soon. The lockdown's never going to end. Forced inoculation. Half your neighbors will be dying of cancer in 5 years. And it's a dystopian takeover. It's their plan. They said they're going to kill 80% of you. That's in the public plans. So they mean business. So I just hope you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals. It's a liquid multivitamin. InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, even though it's been sold out for months, and it supports the broadcast. And I'm going to keep selling it till it sells out at that price. And you'll see it be sold out for weeks or even months. And all the other big sales, that has to end on Sunday for the X2, the X3, and the bunch of other products in that big mega sale. That's got to end as well. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 3542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Former director of the CIA and one of the top globalist operatives in the U.S. said the CIA and the Pentagon needs to go after libertarians, Christians, nationalist patriots, and he just says we have to be rooted out. So that's a purge. That is everything we thought was coming. It's absolutely over the top outrageous. Let's go to your calls. Kelly in South Carolina. Kelly, what is your response to this?
Well, I called this morning to Tim Scott's office. I was trying to get through to anybody so that they could actually call these places and let them know that we're not white supremacists. We're just families, hardworking families that are of God and family and prayer and just trying to make a living. I mean, I don't know.
Well, ma'am, obviously you're not a white supremacist. Let me explain how this works. If you're a loyal American that believes in God, family, capitalism, Second Amendment, you're a Nazi, so you deserve to die. Brennan runs Antifa. He's a communist. So notice he says now, what is a Nazi? It's a Christian. It's a libertarian. He just told us it's everybody. He said it's nativist. It's nationalist. It's everybody. This is a dirty communist. The number one threat to America is him. And so please continue.
I've got a friend that works in a nursing home right now. Okay. She definitely doesn't vaccinate. Neither do I. But what it is that her mind is open to understanding what she's about to see. The COVID people came to her work yesterday, and they vaccinated all their patients. Last night, one of her patients died last night, and then one is actively dying right now. And she has, I don't know the name of these patients. I don't. That's beyond. But she basically
let me know. Stop. A bunch of people's family work in nursing homes, same story. They've never seen anything like it. Big nursing homes have deaths within hours of it happening. Other people die a few weeks later. So, yes, this is mainly an extermination operation of old people. It has many different ways that it affects folks. But the mRNA vaccine is killing old people. That's why it's been suspended in a bunch of European countries, but not here. So she's got to go public. She has a right and a duty to go public as a whistleblower. Tell me what else she said.
She's terrified, but also there's two other people that are in my hometown that are, I mean, I'm not going to say their names, but they developed AFib. And one of them, their tongues went numb, and her whole body was tingling. Who God knows what? You know, what's happening afterwards. And one of the
and
girls...
And, ma'am, that's why they don't want this show on air. They don't want you to have any place to call in. And again, the nursing homes aren't just getting the liability protection the vaccine makers have now. If there's deaths under COVID, they're now getting covered, even if somebody dies of something else. A license for neglect. Nursing homes are seeking and winning immunity amid the coronavirus pandemic. And now we're seeing record numbers of old die because they're killing them. It's a plan. Is this not sick?
It's very sick, but I'm awake, and I will die being awake. I am of God. My family is. I don't care what will happen. I'm awake, and I will do whatever. I don't care. I don't have Facebook. I don't have any of that stuff. I never have.
Well, Kelly, you're beautiful, but you've got to tell everybody. You've got to tell folks that this is happening to do the same thing, because here's the deal. They knew. That's why in England, the National Health Service covered its ass a month ago when this all started, or a month and a half ago. They said, old should not take it. We're having too many adverse reactions above 75. They then said under 16 and pregnant women. But that was an advisory. They still have the corporations and local clinics bullying and telling people they have to, and then they take it. You understand? So the fine print tells you this. You guys, pull it up. National Health Top Advisory Board, the National Health Service, lists three groups that should not take COVID vaccine. And again, it's not a COVID vaccine. So is she freaking out that one person died after taking this and then another is sick?
Well, she's aware of vaccines and injuries. She's aware of all that. But seeing it for her own eyes, like just knowing it, and then she's got nurses that are like looking at her because they were so proud. They had to sign, you know, got my vaccine. They're so excited. But she's so aware and just knowing that is what's going on. It's a different.
I totally agree with you. God bless you. Don't stop. Call into talk radio. Call into C-SPAN. Call Congress. Have her call Congress and just point out. And again, you can pull it up. You can pull it up. A top medical advisory board in the UK warns that three groups should not take these vaccines. And it was above 75, below 16, and pregnant. Three groups of people advised not to get the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Yahoo News, December 10th, 2020. That's out of the UK. Okay, but it's fine print. Well, then why are they vaccinating the entire old folks' homes and calling it the priority? They are murdering them. They are murdering them. They are murdering them. The military isn't coming. The white coats are coming. Brainwashed cult. And the good white coats that tell you all this, they get censored by big tech. Organized, syndicated crime. Thank you so much. Folks, they're going for broke. See, they're going to commit a crime so big with so much death that then all these groups will be corrupted by it and will now be under their control. It's a system. The Nazis called it the cement of blood. They would get you to commit a murder or a crime, then they would own you. This is before they came to power. Let's go ahead and talk to Carlos in Canada. Carlos wants to talk about John Brennan's declaration of war against half the American people, saying the military and CIA will root us out. I guess like they're rooting out the old folks. Go ahead, Carlos.
Well, yeah, thank you, Alex. I believe it's Brennan is giving you a coded message. What he's basically saying is this: there will be no room in the United States henceforth politically for a third party, for any movement to come in, and anyone else, a libertarian or natives or anybody, cannot organize against the two political parties, because the two political parties, Alex, if you stand back a little bit and look at what happened with Trump, you had the party leadership always uniting to make sure that political sausage is made of any third-party candidate, Ross Perot, Ron Paul, Bernie Sanders, anybody. And Trump was unstoppable. But they then organized to get rid of him. And they did. Knowing that there was this collusion between the Congress and the Senate and the two political parties, the media piled on fearlessly, knowing they could do anything. The judicial stayed out because obviously this they understood to be a political sausage making, and the political assassination worthy of a Shakespearean Caesar was done, and we witnessed it. Now Brennan is saying, listen, this reminds everybody that when you try to come against the two political parties, you're an outsider, you're a Koresh, you're a guy that's going to be out there, you know, in Waco doing crazy shit, taking Kool-Aid, and we're going to fix your clock. Do not touch this union of two parties.
I totally agree with you, and it's a globalist uniparty that's coming to literally get rid of the old because the boomers are all getting old, and they're just setting a precedent where they kill them with an mRNA vaccine that also has a sterilizing effect on the young. That's why it has five different viruses. They have cooked up the perfect soft kill weapon, my brother. So how do we counter this?
Well, these sort of actions give opportunity. They give rise to opportunity. We had a president that had control of the Congress, and he had control of the Senate, and he had control of the presidency. And look where we are at this stage of the game. Look what has happened. Basically, President Trump should not at this stage give these people any excuse to blame him for any of their failures. Their philosophy, their policies are failure. Let them wipe out in a few months, by March 15th or 19th, which will be a Friday. Look at the stock market. Look at the stock market. I'm going to call it out. All right? You're going to see what these people are going to do. They're going to be at each other's throat within months. Do not, under any circumstances, stop them from destroying, because in the destruction, which they're good at, you'll have people who will then build after.
That's right. Evil always has a criminal will to dominate and ruin and sit on top of a pile of ashes, but in the end, they get swept away in the final phase by themselves in fighting. You are totally correct, but I'm telling you, they came up with a systematic plan to roll out eugenics, to roll out gene therapy, but toxic gene therapy, to kill old people, and they're just testing it out in the open. Look at Governor Cuomo killing all those folks. I mean, this is so cold-blooded. What do you call a strategy where it's too evil to fail, or it's so evil people can't recognize it and then accept it and then become accomplices so then later defend it, like abortion?
Well, we have to, now you're coming to the spiritual side. Jesus Christ told us to our face, either you have a spiritual life or you don't. If you do, you cannot do it by yourself. You have to love each other. Open the gates of heaven. Open yourselves to the infinite. Open yourself to love. You know, when I see these robots dancing around in Boston, I studied artificial intelligence at the very beginning, Alex. I started out, when Goodman was doing his work, when cybernetics was invented. And basically, I'll tell you this. Those robots don't impress me. All of them need to be recharged. Just like you have to recharge. The biological entity is superior to all. And you cannot, under any circumstances...
You know, Carlos, you've been calling for like 12, 14 years. I know who you are. You got a big pedigree in science. Let's get Carlos on as a guest soon. Set that up, Daria, right now. Carlos, we love you. Amazing points. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's another insider telling you what's really going on. We'll be right back as we battle the globalist post-human era. Hour number two, your calls, Gab McInnes, InfoWars.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.